conventional civilians.
You're listening to TalkZone.com. Internet Talk Radio. TalkZone.com. Welcome to the Travelin' On Radio Show, your premier source for travel news and information, featuring your hosts, Tanya and Ian Fitzpatrick. Now, the Travelin' On Radio Show on TalkZone.com.
And hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Travelin' On Radio Show, and thank you for joining us today. I'm Tanya Fitzpatrick, here with my travel partner for life, my husband, Ian.
Well, thank you, dear. It's good to be with you.
And it's always good to be with you, our travel family, as we talk about our favorite topic, which is, of course, travel.
Absolutely. And literally, we are going to go around the world today with the creator of the CBS five-time Emmy Award-winning show, The Amazing Race, Bertram Van Munster. We're excited to really have him here, and I know Tanya just loved that opportunity that we're going to share with you. Also, as the 4th of July approaches and you begin to make your travel plans, we will share some low-cost alternatives to experiencing our national holiday and some national treasures, and we will explain that momentarily. Also, we'll have some tips to make your air travel experience better, as a veteran airline pilot will tell us how to do so.
And we have, as Ian mentioned, a packed show for you today. I am doing a happy dance with regards to the interview with Bertram Van Munster of The Amazing Race. But before we hit the road, I want to just remind you to sign up for our Travelin' Club so that you can receive our newsletter updates. And, you know, we're changing constantly. We're always on the move. You never know where we're going to be. And so this is a heads up for you. And also don't forget to play Travelin' Trivia, and you can do both at our website, travelin-on.com. Now, you know, with the 4th of July coming up, you know, if you're looking to celebrate the 4th away from huge crowds and in a way that really spares your time in traffic and costly fill-ups at the pump, one way might be to take in you know, our nation's rail trailways for fun. And here to tell us a little bit more about some of the great rail trails that we have in our nation's capital and around the country is Jennifer Kaliba, Vice President of Communications for Rails to Trails Conservancy. Jen, welcome to Travelin' On.
Thank you very much for having me, Tanya.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Now tell us, what is a rail trail?
A rail trail is a linear pathway that was converted from an unused railroad corridor and turned into a hiking and biking trail.
And what makes a good rail trail in the Conservancy's estimate?
A good rail trail is one that serves its community. So if you're in an urban environment, it's a trail that lets you get to your schools or your stores or your shops or anything that is any kind of place you need to be. Mm-hmm. And then another good example is one that is a break from everything. It's a recreation spot. It's, you know, the 62 miles out in the middle of the country where it's nothing but birds and lakes and good views. So whatever suits the community.
Now, Jen, you work for an interesting organization that really is about preserving and promoting rail trails. Tell us a little about the mission and what the organization's long-term goals are.
Sure. Well, the mission itself is to create a nationwide network of trails from former rail lines and connecting corridors. So the idea is building healthier places for healthier people. Our long-term goal is that by the year 2020, we would love to see a country where 90% of the population is at least 3 miles from a trail system, whether that's a rail trail, on-road system, anything that connects the communities.
Mm.
What is your tagline again, Jenna? It was really cute, catchy tagline. Burn carbs, not carbons, or something of that sort.
Burn calories, not carbon.
There you go.
Exactly. It's the idea of getting out there and becoming more healthy, and instead of burning the carbon, you know, getting a little healthier and making the plan a little healthier at the same time. And you can go onto our website at railstotrails.org and take our burn calories, not carbon pledge too.
Well, one of the great things about being in Washington and Maryland and Virginia is that we've got a lot of great trails in our area, a lot of great former rail lines that have been converted to trails.
Absolutely.
The Capitol Crescent, the Baltimore, Annapolis, The Northern Central Trail that runs north of Baltimore, or just a few of the longer ones and popular ones. Tell us about some of these options in our area for having rail trail fun.
Right. Well, I'll start with the Capitol Crescent. That's probably the best example, especially for a 4th of July. It's a trail that runs from outside in Maryland down to right in the heart of D.C. through the Georgetown neighborhood. And especially if you take that route, you get a kind of a downhill ride, which I always appreciate.
Very important.
Yes, they're flat trails. They never get above a 3% grade for the most part. There are some anomalies out there, but it makes a great coast into the city. And it's gorgeous. You get to go through this very cool old railroad tunnel with kind of the brick walls and come down into the city. I mean, that's how I'm going to see the fireworks, this next week. I'm not doing the traffic. I'm going to go on a rail trail.
I'm feeling you, and I was actually just thinking that, there's probably from a lot of these rail trails, you can, wherever you are in the country, you can probably find a good view of fireworks somewhere, but
absolutely.
Certainly in our city.
Yeah, oh yeah. And some others, the Baltimore and Annapolis Trail, I mean, that one it's built on the former Annapolis and Baltimore short line that started in 1880 with its passenger service, and now its passengers aren't on the train anymore, they're on bikes. And,
mm-hmm.
And it connects up to a rail trail or a trail that goes around the BWI airport. I guess if you were really industrious, you could throw your luggage on the back of your bike and get to the plane too.
Yeah, some of these trails you really have to you kind of have to be ready for them, like the North Central Rail Trail. I think you've got it on your site as the Torrey Brown Rail Trail, but that one goes up and down through some valleys. And so for some folks, if you're not really in shape, that can take you by surprise.
Absolutely. Well, you don't realize how much just that 3% grade.
Yeah.
So, on our website, you can go and look up these trails. You can click Find a Trail at railstotrails.org. And many of the descriptions will say, sometimes, give this trail a downhill try on the way home, that kind of thing. And also, be prepared for amenities. Some trails have excellent amenities along the ways, cafes and stores and food. And those that don't, pack in your water, pack in your food, and be smart and safe.
Now, does your website identify those trails that offer the nicer amenities?
You can actually search by amenity on our site. Yes, certainly.
Okay.
So you can say, or search by use. I want to, bike on a trail, or I want to ride horseback on a trail. You can click those off in our trail finder.
Ooh, there we go.
Yep.
I am looking at it as we talk about it. It's a great resource. Mm-hmm. And
it's free to the public too.
Yes.
And that's something to note. This is something that anybody can use. We're not charging a fee. You just go on, sign up, and you can get all these maps and information and photos and reviews. It's a great resource.
Now, you have a top 10 list of recommended trails for Independence Day. What was really behind the selection of these particular trails?
Well, we looked at trails around the country that could encompass both a great view.
Mm-hmm.
Had some great geographic diversity because, we're a national organization. We have more than 15,000 miles of rail trails across the country. So we have a huge audience of users. And then these trails that would be good for the family and also some that would be more strenuous. There's the Mount Low Rail Trail in California, and it's a heck of a hike. And then you get to the top, and then it smooths out to where it was a recreational kind of commuter line up to an old, old hotel. And the view over the LA Basin is amazing.
And you list the Burlington Trail in Vermont, the Island Line.
Yeah, that's a very special trail. That trail goes, through Burlington and then out over the Colchester Bay on this causeway that was made from when the railroads were hauling marble. And the marble that would kind of fall over was these enormous refrigerator-sized slabs that built up the causeway. And then they run a ferry service in the summer across the causeway, too. It's the most stunning view I've ever seen.
And some of these trails are really centered in urban areas like the St. Anthony Heritage Trail in Minneapolis. That's one I used to be able to see from my apartment in downtown Minneapolis many years ago.
Right. The Stone Arch Bridge is actually sort of an iconic rail trail structure for Rails to Trails Conservancy. And that it hooks up to a lot of these urban trails. And is in and of itself sort of a symbol of what that historic preservation can do. I mean, we're recycling transportation mm-hmm. with rail trails. Mm-hmm. You know, it used to be the trains, now it's the people on the bikes or on their feet.
And it's certainly, you know, again, a good way to save the environment and save yourself. Get some cardio exercise, much needed in my case. and just a good way to see, you know, your city. A different part of your city.
Right.
So, well, thank you so much, Jen, for sharing these with us. These are great, great suggestions. And again, if you're interested in seeing, you know, where to go and in the top 10 list, visit railtotrails.org, to view their top 10 list, even build a trail, I see, and, lots of good resources on your site.
Thank you so much.
Our pleasure. You're listening to the Traveling On Radio Show, and when we come back, we are going to be joined by Bertram von Munster, creator of The Amazing Race. If you're a fan of the show, Bert is going to give you tips on what they look for when they're casting. And trust you me, I will have notepad and pen in hand. If you have any questions, certainly.
Sounds like you're angling to play this game at some point.
Yeah. Well, we've already strategized about what we do if we ever got on the show. And I'll pitch and see if he'll want to take a radio show along with him. But again, you're listening to the Traveling On Radio Show, and we will see you on the other side of this break. Alubaki wala koro, dogwana tiyara bibu kumalefona.